From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of English composer Arthur Bliss. We'll hear his Violin Concerto, F111, composed in 1953 and premiered in 1955, with the featured soloist being Alfredo Campoli. Signor Campoli will be heard here in the world premiere recording of this work, which was made for Decca in 1956. It's in three movements, Allegro ma non troppo, Scherzo vivo, and Introduzione, Allegro deciso, in modo zingara, respectively. As I said, Alfredo Campoli, the featured soloist on violin, the composer himself conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Violin Concerto F111 of Sir Arthur Bliss. Composed in 1953, the world premiere recording made in 1956. In three movements, Allegro ma non troppo, Scherzo vivo, and Introduzione, Allegro deciso in modo zingara, respectively. Alfredo Campoli, the featured soloist on violin, Arthur Bliss himself conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra. From a Decca recording containing this violin concerto, as well as another composition by Sir Arthur Bliss for violin and orchestra, Theme and Cadenzas. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website can be found at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Classics and Beyond, program number 1907. We'll change direction completely, but remain in the mid-20th century for the music which will take up the final segment of the hour. As we turn to some electronic music from the late 1960s, taken from the outstanding 4-LP box set, Electronic Panorama, released by Philips in 1970, containing music recorded in Paris, France, Utrecht, Netherlands, Tokyo, Japan, and Warsaw, Poland. We'll first listen to an excerpt from the composition Deux Variations, en étoile, Two Star Variations, music of French composer Guy Rebel. The sound source for this composition is the sound of a metal rod beating against a piano. That sound is then manipulated by way of magnetic tape, all sorts of manipulations a la musique concrète, slowing the tape down, speeding it up, manipulating it by hand. We'll then follow that with another tape composition, this time recorded in Warsaw, Poland, music of Andrzej Dobrowolski. We'll hear Musique pour bande magnétique et hautbois solo, music for magnetic band and oboe solo. A very similar principle, a live improvisation for oboe over a bed of pre-recorded magnetic tape. First up, though, music of Guy Rebel. Thank you.
Thank you.
two classic examples of 1960s tape music. We began with Du Variation en Étoile, a piece for metal rod, piano and tape essentially, from French composer Guy Rebel. And lastly, another piece whose composition title is in French, but whose composer is Polish. Musique pour bande magnétique et au bois solo, music for magnetic band and oboe solo, from composer André Dobrowolski. Both taken from the 4LP box set Electronic Panorama, released by Philips in 1970. Music recorded at the various experimental electronic music studios of state public radio broadcasters in France, the Netherlands, Japan, and Poland. Sadly, this album in its entirety has never made it to CD release that I know of, but many of these compositions have appeared on various other electronic music compilations on compact disc over the years. But if you can find the complete LP box set with all of the compositions intact in the order that they were programmed, it's definitely well worth tracking down, especially if you're a fan of vintage, experimental, and electronic music, as I am. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. And if you did enjoy my selections, and if you enjoy classics and beyond, why not take a moment to let the management of this radio station know that you appreciate the fact that they bring you a program with such a unique and diverse approach to classical and serious music. In the meantime, I hope you will join me again when you can for yet another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.